37-6, Rockets lead it here after three quarters of play.
Yeah.
John Harden will be facing a 4th-and-4 from just inside midfield. We talked about the first drive or so being important there for both teams, and really Shelby County really answered the bell there in the third quarter. Dominated the third quarter.
Just running the football, stopping the run, and that's, you know, you hear that a lot going into football games.
Getting into the playmaker's hands.
Coach Shipley's doing a great job over there. Like you mentioned, just get the ball to your play. It's not rocket science, yeah. You know.
4th-and-4, ball at the 49-yard line, motion from Livers. And Shay, someone's going to be drugged down and behind the line of scrimmage. Michael Perry has him back at the 40-yard line.
I didn't quite understand that call either, but I think the best thing John Harden's done all night is come on the field late. They might have just wanted to stay in there.
He might have wanted to turn around with the other direction.
Yeah.
Shelby County here has dominated this football game tonight. Another big play on 4th down by Michael Perry. 10-yard loss. Shelby County will start this possession 1st and 10 from their from the John Harden 41-yard line.
Drain
in the shotgun. Motion from Davis. Turns. Got a hand to Perry coming the other way. Michael trying to bounce to the outside. Runs through one tackle. Runs through another down to the 20. Still on the move and struck down at the 18-yard line.
There's one thing about it when you're losing and your head kind of drops, speed don't never drop. You know what I'm saying? He's going to keep running. So if these guys they've been battling. I can't say John Harden hadn't been battling, but Malik's going to still keep pounding, and Michael's going to still keep running by them. So they better not drop their heads. This game's going to be the old proverbial running clock.
And, you know, that play there was pretty well defended. Michael Perry, just great individual effort.
The shot runner.
Motion from Perry. He'll stop. And this time they'll actually fake to Malik, give it to Drain. Tyler will be tackled down at the 15, maybe the 14-yard line. Good for 5 yards.
Tyler tried to juke that guy, but he just juked him, and the guy never moved. So Tyler said, I'm just going to run over again. Get my 5 yards. But that's something right there, you know, just got to keep it in the arsenal. You know, you got to, every once in a while, you got to keep it. Just keep that backside honest. And Tyler doing a good job here tonight, as he does every week, running the offense.
So 5 yard gain there on 1st down, 2nd and 5. Motion from Perry again. He'll turn, hand to Michael. Michael once again bounces to the outside, down to the 10. He throws it behind. Can't get him loose. He'll go in. Touchdown, Rockets. 14-yard touchdown run once again from Michael Perry. I'm not sure what else to say about the play of Michael Perry. Really, all these backs tonight.
Dominating effort is what you say.
And that touchdown will put, as you mentioned, the proverbial nail in the coffin with the running clock will start after this extra point. Josh Edwards out for the extra point attempt. Kick high and good. And with 10:33 to go in this one, Rockets lead it now 44-6. Just blowing out the host Bulldogs from John Harden. You're listening to Rockets Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
WXLN. 44-6, Rockets lead it here. Edwards once again set to kick this one off. Back is Livers. High kick will take Livers back to his own 2-yard line. He'll angle to the left side. Trying to get to a gap, trying to get to the outside, and Connor Dean hangs on to save a big play.
Josh Edwards come in help on the tackle.
Also, James Bradley there, also kind of there at the end.
James Bradley's played really good on the special teams, I've noticed here tonight.
And as we've seen in several times high school football, we are at a running clock. Clock will continue to run, barring injury or a timeout call by either team. We are now ticking under the 10-minute mark. Shea Stoneback stays in at quarterback here for the Bulldogs.
Motion
from right to left. He'll fake a handoff running himself and will be tackled by Ryan Johns after about a 2 or 3 yard gain. See this defensive line here, Scott, from the Rockets continue to play really well.
They've been very impressed with the defensive line. Now, Drew Mack, Soto, Ryan John,
or Edwards.
Somebody told me it's Drew for short. I'm trying to figure out how you get Drew out of Edwards, but hey, you know, let's go with it.
Second and six. Ball at the 44-yard line. He'll turn, he'll hand to shorter, and he will get no gain before he's pushed out of bounds at the 44-yard line.
The other thing he's got to feel good for Coach Shipley is John Harden's been a thorn in his back, you know.
Right. Going back, to 5A.
Going back to labor in 5A, and that's kind of, I don't care who you are, your competitive nature, you really want to pound these guys because they've been pounded in the past, and
he's done.
I feel good for, I'm agreeing with him. I'd try to score as many as I could the way the game started.
8.5 to go. But third and six.
Been known for my class, so.
Backball's on the ground, picked up by Shorter. And then he'll get maybe back to the line of scrimmage up to the 43-yard line.
I think he was going to try to throw that ball. Number four was going down the middle of the field, and it looked like Shorter was trying to get the ball in his hands to throw it. And then the exchange there, then he just dropped the ball. These guys are going to, I guess they're going to punt here.
John Harden sending out the punt unit. Devonta Guillory back to punt it away, back deep as usual. Michael Perry. The last time they were in punt formation, they faked it. We'll see what happens. And we've got
number 17 was not set. I don't know what they're calling it. Illegal
substitution. Legal participation.
It looked like me 17 wasn't set either. He ran from one side of the field to the other.
I think the guy on the outside, number 13, did not come inside the numbers.
That's Mark Stoops.
You got to come inside the numbers to go back out to be eligible. And he did not. So a 5-yard penalty will back John Harden up to the 38-yard line. Snap back. Kick away. Good spiraling kick. Perry will let hit at the 25 and will roll out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. All out. Clock continues to roll now under 7 minutes. Clock continues to roll through during the change of possession here.
This game is going to be over in about 7 minutes.
6:40 to be exact. It looks like we've got a host of backups in here for the Rockets.
Lieutenant Colin O'Hare in the quarterback.
As you mentioned, Colin O'Hare, a sophomore, in the quarterback.
Number 8 is Jose Carreras. A freshman running back that's got a lot of potential.
Motion. Your hand. How do you pronounce it?
Carreras. I don't know. I just guess. Carreras.
C-A-R-I-A-S. I would say Carreras.
Carreras. They should call him Jose.
Go for no gain. Ball at the 22-yard line. O'Hara leads the offense back out. Also, O'Donnell will go in motion. O'Hara will run a little option to the right, still on the move, not getting much anywhere. He'll maybe go for a yard gain when all said and done to the 24. 5:10 to go. 44-6. Rockets lead it here. They really dominated this quarterfinal matchup. Rockets will be on the road again next week, taking on the winner of either South Warren or Franklin Simpson. Regardless, we'll be on the road either in Franklin, Kentucky or in Bowling. Shelby County really running clock here, waiting for the play clock to run down. Snap it. Give it to Correas. He reverses field, trying to get to the outside, and will be slung down after a very exciting 3-yard gain. Bring up fourth down. Josh Edwards making his way out. Looks like he'll punt this one away. Back deep for John Harden, number 3. Stephen Livers. We mentioned Josh Edwards standing back at his own 16-yard line, ready to punt this one away. Snap back. Punt away, a high spiraling kick. Fair catch called for and caught at the 33-yard line by Livers. And John Harden will start their possession here, first and 10 from the 33. So Sky with the win here, just 3 minutes to go. Rockets will improve to 12-1 on the season. The only defeat at Franklin County by a field goal back earlier in the season. But seem like they may be playing their best football here down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, just very impressive here tonight, and a very impressive year. Lost in the rain up at Franklin County. But, you know, it could have been good for him, maybe. You never can tell.
Stone takes the snap, rolls around left end, will get up close to the 40-yard line, over just actually just over the 40-yard line.
Just, you know, means we get to go to Bowling Green. It means they won't fire us because they, you know, you sitting in here and they won. So can't blame it on us. Haven't got a Warren East score tonight. I kind of hope it's Franklin Central. They love me down there.
Oh, my goodness. Hands off to Stone, going around left end, hands to Cleveland. He's got clear sailing down the left sideline. He'll take it in for the touchdown from 60 yards away.
One thing I think, if nice run there against a lot of Shelby County reserves.
Actually, the entire reserve.
That's what I was going to say. If they played the varsity against their RTV, we might have a game.
I knew he'd get it out of you.
I knew it wouldn't take much.
You knew where I was going.
Bulldogs will go for two here once again. Motion from Livers. He'll handle Livers. He'll cut it up inside and into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. 44-14 now. Rockets lead it. We'll take a quick break.
They're not going to be no quick break game. It's going to be over.
We'll go ahead and take it anyway. You're listening to Rockets.
When you come back, we'll recap the game.
Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Be ready for nearly any task on your farm with a Case IH Farmall A-Series tractor from Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. These versatile performers are perfect for loading, baling, tilling, and mowing. And Farmall tractors are one of the best values out there, too. From their durable, fuel-efficient engines to their superior forward visibility and comfortable operator platform, the Case IH Farmall A tractors prove that you can cut costs without cutting corners. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville today for more details. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
44-14, Rockets lead. The clock is continuing to run, only 25 seconds. The clock continues to run down. We'll see if John Harden even elects to kick this one away or not.
Have to sit there for 16 more seconds.
13 seconds. They don't appear like they have any inclination on wanting to play this one any further. And the celebrating on the Shelby County sideline is underway. Congratulations. Coach Shipley just got hit with the Gatorade. Congratulations to Coach Shipley and the Shelby County Rockets. They win it here 44-14 and will advance on next week to take on the winner of Franklin Simpson and South Warren in the state semifinals. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll wrap this one up. Rockets win it 44-14. You're listening to Rocket Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
This has been tournament football action on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, and Perry's Auto Sales. Stand by. The post-game show is next.